Ve'er lov Hashem b'lonei mamrei v'hu yoshev pesach ha'ol kechom hayom. So Rashi says, ve'er lov l'vakar sachola. Kosh Baruch Hu was mevakar Avraham. V'am Rabbi Yechama Barchanina yom shlishi l'miloso hayo, bo Kosh Baruch Hu v'shol b'shlomo. Okay? So it's Gemara Bava Basra, that tezayim obeys. Gemara says, v'ashem b'rachas Avraham b'kol. So my b'kol, what does it mean? What's b'kol? So it was a few days there, maybe he had a bas, maybe he didn't have a bas. Bas or bakol shema, bas he didn't have, a bas. So Rishon ben Yochai Omer, Evan Tova Haisa Tluya B'Savaro Shel Avraham Avinu, Shekol Kol Arose Miyad Misrape. So he had Evan Tova, everyone saw this Evan Tova be Misrape Miyad. So Tosos Mavabas over there asks, so how could it be that this Evan Tova would be Misrape? May Avraham Avinu, there's still no holy Bialom. Gemara B'Metzia, Sofras Polim, says at Yaakov there's no Cholsha, and at Elisha, there was nobody that was ichlish v'isbach. No one got nisrape. So Tosfos answers, there's two terutzim there. The first Tosfos says, matzim lemeimar d'hocha b'chol shamaka ayri. Here this Evan Tova is nisrape by choli shamaka, and the Gemara, that there was no choli ba'olam, is talking about the choli b'day shamayim. So the Marsha there asks, so how come l'fizeh, how come Avraham Avinu wasn't nisrape with this Evan Tova? So Marsha brings Shem Imri Noam. He's mitaris that Milas kechul shabidei shemayim. He says it's tachol kechul shabidei shemayim. So if he just started to tell us that the Evan is only misrape holy shemaka, so the Milas bidei shemayim, but Achopichin was still a holy that was ba'olam before Bimei Yaakov. That's somehow the pshara. So he says it's tachol. So Marsha himself answers, even though it was niton. Lisrapos, Itan Olam Lisrapos, Mis Chastidus, Lavakish Rachameshamaya is Odev. So it was better to daven than to use the Evan Tova. So, as the Marsha says, so Taka would have worked, but he was better to misbalon. This is Lachor Matim with the Ramban. Ramban in Parshas Bahalosha says the Gemara of Rapo Yerape, Mikansha Nitan Rishus, Rofe Lisrapos, Ramban spells out there that it's better that really there's no rishos. He speaks about the ofanim when there is rishos, but the etzem mitzad bitachon, it's better to always be misbalal and not to go to doctors. So he puts there mitzad bitachon, it's better to daven. So this marsha also that there's a efsharus lisrape, but it's better to be misbalal. So that's marsha. Another teretz to the Ikar Kasha of why. Was named Misrape with this Evan Tova, so there's another pshat that this Gemara Bava Basra is also Tosefta Inyan of Kiddushin. Tosefta Inyan of Kiddushin is most of a little bit. The Hainu Mitzad Gemara Bava Basra alone, it darshins what's Bakol, says in Parshas Chayasara, Vashem Berechas Avram Bakol, so what's Bakol? So that Bakol could have been any time. The Gemara, the Tosefta is most of something. Tosefta's most of says, beginning of the Pesuk is Vavram Zakim Bobi Amin, Vashem Berechas Avram Bakol. So Tosefta says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevarech Bizeknuso Yoser Mibinaruso. There's a bigger bracha Bizeknuso Shal Avraham, and brings this whole Gemara, what's Bako? And it says this line of Evan Tova Haiso Tlib Savaro. It says, Mashem Tosefta, this Evan Tova was only given Bizeknuso. What's Bizeknuso? It's Be'ez when it was said, Vavraham Zakim Bab Yamim, which is way after Misa Sara, it's way after the Milo. So Efshar Pasha, he didn't have the Evan Tova. So it couldn't be Misrape because he didn't have it. Okay, moving on to Baal Turim. The first pasuk is Medayik Smuchim. The end of Parsha Lechcha it says, Chalanja basically buys Miknes Kesef Meis Ben Nechar Nimolu Ito. And here it says, V'hu Yoshe Pesach Ol Kechom Hayom. So we bring, so this is, says, that's Pshat. This Michus is Pshat in the Gemara in Erev and Daf Yates. Avraham was Yosef of Pesach Gehenna, the Enumaniach Lemishan Nimol Likonesham. Chutz Misha Bol Goya. So any Yid who tries to get the Gehenna, so Avraham says, look, he has a Mila, that's Yosef Pesach Ha'ol Kechom Hayom, he's standing on Pesach Shal Gehenna. So just the Ha'ora on this Gemara is the Gemara of Azor of Chavovim Beis. Gemara says, Yisrael Malas Ha'goy Lashem Ger. Yisrael could do Mila to a Goy Lashem Ger, Velod Lashem Morna. Morna is, there's a talas, so it's his rapos, so Israel can't give Mila to go to his rapos because we hold lo mylan. Lo mylan, lo meridin, so he can't help them can't help them from the refuah. So those are two extremes, l'shem geiris and l'shem refuah. What about tamal goy stam?
Why is the geiris not milin? Why is that an issue?
Why is that not milin? I don't know. It's not safe. The milin is to save him.
Oh.
There's no talas there. It's just a pasha for geiris. So what about stamazoy? Can you give Yisrael give a mal? Can you give to a goy stam? So it's machlokas poskim Shulchan Aruch and Yeridea twice reisamekim or reisameches and other mafreshim also paskin that Yisrael cannot do milah to a goy. But shaila is where does it come from? Because that's not in the Gemara of Lo L'shem Refuah. So there's a different pshatim in the mafreshim and the Taz says a pshat. The Taz says I'll pee this Gemara in Erev. And the Taz says since Avin Vin is omil pischol shel gehenim, he's mavchen between Klai Yisrael and Shar Goyim, so this Yisrael that gives a milo to a goy is mevatel the simon to Yisrael. So he uses this Gemara v'halacha that's also to give a goy milo, which l'chora l'fi this pshat also it should come out to be an iser to goy to give himself a milo. It's lav dafka maybe Yisrael's goyim the iser, so it's worse if he gives it to a goy. But also it's a problem for a goy himself to have a milo. We mentioned last week that this Rashi brings in Parshas Miketz that Yosef was mevakish from the Mitzrim to do Mila. So the Chorus Shver, how could he mevakish from the Mitzrim to do Mila if it's mevatel simin liYisrael? So Taz is a sefer al Torah called Divrei David, and Efshar lefi the Taz says there it could be Lashita, so it helps because the Taz says there the liolam Yosef in Parshas Miketz Divrei David he writes Yosef wasn't mevakish to give. Yosef wasn't mevakish that they should do mila. It was just hera lehem koach shalo aleihem shem chayavim l'shmolo b'chol gzeiros. So we just wanted to show that he has koach over them. He has rulership over them. V'achar kach lo his amid shemol. Afterwards, he wasn't makbid if they should do mila or not. So l'chor is beforish that he didn't have kavana that they should dafka do mila. And it's very good because you say this is the reason because he didn't want them mevatel the seven. But so maybe it's tasa shitaso. But Acharayim lechora. It's difficult to say this because lashon haTaz there is after he showed them, I'm on top of you. You have to listen to me. Do mila. He says the Taz writes lo hit amitz shemolo. He wasn't on top of them that they should do mila. But it's mashma that if they were to do mila, Yosef wouldn't have been makbid. Just lo hit amitz shemolo. So what's pshat Yosef wouldn't be makbid? Lechora there should be a kapeta that dafka shouldn't do mila because the vatal simin leYisrael. So maybe say different teretz. Teretz would be the whole iser of Yisrael lomol goy would be only achar matan Torah. Avram vinu. That's Omed Umavchen Al Pischol Shel Gehenim only begins Achar Matan Torah. By there, Yisrael has Mila and Bnei Noach don't. So then it's Mevatel Simin LeYisrael. Masha Enkein before Matan Torah. So there's a Shaila if Bnei Noach were Chayv Mila or not. Mishle Melech L'Mashal and Perigid Hilchas Melechim holds that Bnei Noach were Mitzvah Lamol called Matan Torah. So Mela, the whole din of Avinu Omed Al Pischol Shel Gehenim didn't exist before Matan Torah. And that's why Yosef wasn't Makbid if they did Mila or not, because Taka maybe they were Mitzvah. Mamre, by your love Hashem, by your name Mamre, Rashi says, Mamre, hu shenasen lo etz al hamila. So, the Mefarshim are bothered, what's dafka by Mila that he's asking for etzah? Also, Avrinu, what's Avrinu asking for an etzah? Per se, what's he going to Mamre for an etzah? So, there's a few from Shatim out there. What was Avram suffik? So, one shot is, he was misupik if he should do the mila bitsina or bitperhesia. Maybe bitsina is shalob derech gaiva, but perhesia he should be mefarsim. He should be mefarsim gilo yishmo kodesh baruch hu. So that was his suffik, and there's this pashid beetzim heyom azeh that should be bitperhesia. Another pshat is the gemara psachim tav zayin. There's arichos about if you make on different mitzvahs what brachos to make. Do you make la or al? So and the rishonim have different gedarim of what's koveh when you say la and al. Kids without getting into the sugya though, so that's what someone to say. Who should not know it's al hamila to make the bracha of al hamila, not lamo. Another pshat out there is lashon etza is a refua. Etza could be a refua. This gemara is that it's misrape. So not know etza al hamila to stop the dam from dripping and to get him healed quicker. The Chizkuni says a pshat like that. Other mafreshim that pshat. That the Nosan Lo Eitzah was had been this rapi from the Mila would not be like the Marasha before. We mentioned the Marasha that he didn't use the Evan Tova to be Misrape because it was Odif to be Misbalo and not to be Somech on the Refuah.
He said give the Eitzah.
Huh?
He said give the Eitzah.
He can give the Eitzah, but he didn't listen to it. Saying. Mamre Hushin doesn't know Eitz al Michach al Mila. Okay, before as Pasha Pshad says, listen to the Eitzah. Also, you could say LP the different cheshbonos we had last week of Lamasha. We asked if it's a Milish lo bismana.
I think there's a chalak in the Marsha and something to derech neis is not the same thing as to be saying you shall to the Rambam. I don't know if the Rambam. There's a difference between being Isaac in the regular hashdalus of Olam Hazeh and to be saying on the things of Tarnisim. Meaning to say that Baal Bitachin will still use medicine, but he won't go so far as to look at a stone.
You're saying, so he wouldn't go to stone, but he would be saying, not like the Ramban. He would would go to a Rofe, but he wouldn't. That's
well, not Indian school. He'd use medicine. The school is a further Darga.
And the Lashon Marashah was, this is not how Oral Gabi, this Lashon Marashah is going back to that. But Lashon Marashah was Avgap Nitam Rishus La'odim Les Rappos Mitzchah Sias Lavakir Shvach Meishamai Stam Les Rappos. The Ma'is Lagabi this Eitzah. If Pshah is Eitzah, he went for a Fuah. So that's not like the Marashah. That's better to be Mispalo. Also, we could say all Pidah Cheshbonos from last week of there's different Shilas. If it's considered Milash Lo Bismana because he was 99, so how could it be Docha Yantav if the Pshah was on Yom Kippur or on Sukkot or Rosh Hashanah? So we said it was unclear if it was considered Milash Lo Bismana. Maybe this was called a Mila Bismana. Mila Bismana might not be Davka Yom Shmini. This was Shah Sivu, that makes it Mila Bismana. So if so, that's Eitzah Al-Hamila, how could I do Mila today? It's not, it's the Milash Lo Bismana, it's not Docha Yantav. Elamai, that was the Eitzah that it's either the Tzivu is enough, or that's Nechshav ke Mila Bismana, or the Safik, or the Eitzah could have been what we discussed about if he should do the Machlokas Ramban or Achaim, if he should do Mila on himself first, and then Bnei Beis, or Bnei Beis, and then himself, what comes first, reason like demon, or he should have Koach to be Malachirim, so therefore he should do the Achirim first, and then him, so that's all Nichlo and Eitzah al Hamila, or that he got shamed to do the Mila, that shouldn't be a problem of Himol Yimol, only somebody who's a Bar Mila can do Mila, so how could he do Mila on himself if he wasn't Himol, so he went to get shame, or Shnayim She'asua, with the Kosh Baruch Hu, Chavos Himol Abris, so that was all could be Cheshbonos, and what does it mean Eitzah al Mila, what was the Miuch about this, that he went to get Eitzah on this, per se. Skipping to Binos Lot, there is a... Okay. So the Maestro of Binos Lot. So Rashi brings Chazal that the Bechira was she was Pasuk Bisnus. So therefore the Pasuk was Mefarsim. It says V'shachav, it says by her, by Tishka Vesaviha, but it doesn't say that by the Tzeira. And also Moab is Pirsha that she was Mefarsh does Meaviahu, so that wasn't Tznuah. But Tzeira Ben Ami, Loshen Nikia, so Amun Gathar Bime Moshe, that we're not allowed to mitzare them, Ashen Ke Moav, we are. Lamai said there's other different chazal, that's Gemara and Horios, amongst other places. Also different chazal that Adarab, the Bechira did Keroig, did Kehogan. The Gemara says that Liolam Yaknim Adam Dvar Mitzvah, Shebeschar Laila Achas, Shekidma Bechira Letzira, Zoch Sovikamas, Arba Doros Lamalchos. There was a Kedima of four Doros Tamalchos from the Zera of Moav to before Amun. Rehoboam ben Shlomo was the first melech from Nama Hamonis. That was the first time they got Malchus, but already four generations earlier from Moab got because the Bechira was Pasach Bisnos. So there was Mashma, that was a good thing. Iye Ech Sheiye, there's a Maisa in the Hakdama to Cheleches, you know this one? Okay, say it again. Cheleches of Egos Moshe. This just came out after when Moshe was sick. His son.
That was about the dream?
Yeah. So I shouldn't say?
No, say it.
Say it?
No,
okay. Say it.
Say it.
Okay, so, fine. So it was about 90 years ago, and in Lublin, when the Balvatim fell to Mishkov, and he had a strange choli, and his tongue went back in his throat, and Moshe went to visit him, and the choli asked everyone to leave the room. So he told him, I know why I'm sick. Here's the pshat. What happened? Last week was Parshas Vayera, and I spoke with Derech Ganai about Benos Lo. And I said, how could it be? I asked, how could it be that they were Zocha to Mashiach? There was no Bushu with the Gila Rayos, and they were Modia that it came from the Father. And that night, he had a dream that two old ladies and their faces and heads were covered, and they came to him in the dream, and they were Bnaslo, and they came from Olama Emes to answer his tainas. And they said that one could have tainad, they could have tainad, or one could have tainad, that the whole thing was derech neis. They were saved from stone by derech neis, and there's no maisisness to happen. Rather, it could have been misafis, the whole thing was derech neis. And there was nisabru min hashchin in kabiyachon. You could have started a whole new religion, like Christianity. So therefore, bedavka, they called their sons, he says it in Lashon Rabbim, like both with the Bechir and the Tzira, Moav and Amon, but Bechorah, only Moav is the one that's Me'av.
Amon is also Ben Ami.
Ben Ami. So that's also Mashmolav, okay.
Yeah, for my father. Ben Ami, the rem is to the son of my father, my nation.
I guess can't say that, like Kosh Baruch Hu, I guess, right? So to call their sons, to be Modiyah, that there always is a father that's Boser Badam. And with that Zechus, they had Zechus that Mashiach should come from them. And they were, so he was in Dabar Alem Derech Bizoyan, so he got an Onesh Mida Kenekin Mida, that, you know, Nishtar Viv Lashono, just like by the Raglim, who spoke Lashon Hara, and that was their Misa. And when he finished saying the story, so he turned to the other side, and kaput, he was dead. And that's the Misa, so it's a pshat in the Psukim from Benos Lo. So, two horas on the Misa.
Gosh, on the Misa.
Yeah, bet. For real. So, first of all, one just the Hosafa. There's a Yarvos Levash. That's Rabbisach in Shmos, Perek Beis, by Leidas Moshe. The pasuk says, "Vayelach ish min beis Levi, vayikach hasbas Levi." So he was more. What's pshat? Is very modern lashon. A man went from beis Levi and took a daughter from Levi. Let's say Amram Yocheved. What's going on? Different pshat. So Parnes Yosef, he writes that.
Yeah, so I said Paris Yosef.
Paris Yosef, yeah.
Paris Yosef is pulls from the Yarosash?
No, he brings Yarosash Kash, he brings Yarosash Teretz. Then he says on Teretz that it says that Lashon, lest people should come to say that Amram was a Malach and Moshe wasn't born from Bnei Adam, he was born from a Malach. And therefore it says, B'daf Lashon, you know, by our hate, it's a clear Ish Beis Levi. That even Moshe, you know, the best that we have, was from an Ish, from a Beis Levi, and wasn't from a Malach. So that pshat and that pasuk is main.
There's a lot. I think the Mepharshim say a lot of the Nekudas about Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a big emphasis to say that he wasn't a Malach. Yeah. He was not a Leki.
Right. And he didn't come from it. His father. Also, wasn't that? Right. So that's also.
Why is that Dafka? Because it didn't say Amram.
Because it says Ish, Loshen Ish, because Ish Beis Levi. He came from a person. Stam. So that's my theme with this ma'isa. However, I could be matched with ma'isa because Gemara b'mitzia pevav by Mises Rabba Bar Nachmeni. So there was a machlokas in Shemayim, Sifz the Rakiya and Kosh Baruch Hu about certain case in the Goyim. If it's Torah Tameh, so by Mises Rabba said Tahor. And as the Paschal has said, Yasna Shmaschal B'Tayra. So the Rambam doesn't paskin the way Rabbah suggests the paskin there when he said Torah Torah, the Rambam doesn't paskin that way. It's because the Mishnah says on that, because Lo B'Shemayim He. Even though he was still alive and just as close to his Misa, he's Lo B'Shemayim He. So the Chasim Sofer, in his last Shuv in Orach Chaim, Simin Reish Ches, says, Mikan Chazinan, that any, you know, Psak or Mir, which is Samoch L'Misoso, is Bechal Lo B'Shemayim He.
Okay.
So who would
that? Doesn't change in the sea. Yeah, it was a psak, but halacha. Here, this is a story.
Say it. Lo b'shemayim he. The story also is lo b'shemayim
he. What was Torah Torah mean?
Was what?
Torah.
It was passing a case of nega.
I wasn't
passing like it because lo b'shemayim he. I Rabbi was still alive. So Chaim Sofer says you see from that samach lemisa is bechal lo b'shemayim he. I want to say ma'isa is different.
Well, I don't know what you're trying to say. What are you trying to suggest? That the ma'isa is not a true ma'isa?
There's no nemonis on the Maisa, whatever. Maybe
Levish Mayim does not mean no nemonis.
Levish Mayim
means that. It's a different cloud. Levish Mayim means like this. Avada, it's Emes. But since the person already was Magia, his Nishama was already Magia, it's a different level. This I am part on the Torah, right? I am part on the Torah. So, of course, when Shemayim holds a certain halacha is true, if Hakert, Shemayim is more right. That the most richtig of pshat is like Shemayim is saying. Anachnu, lamata, right? We ba'aretz, we do like our seichel, and we're not mishuv b'chlal to what Shemayim has to say. Right? So since Rabbah was ready, almost in Shemayim when he said it, he has a din of a malach already. His seichel is a Shemayim dika seichel, no longer an arts dika seichel. We don't understand Rabbah's psak. We don't understand it, so we don't go with it.
Actually, can Maisa Malach can say a Maisa?
I mean, it's a Maisa. That was the question whether it happened.
Why are you saying a psak is the same thing as an Amos? You.
Yeah, is Nemon, right?
Can I just did the left of the
We're not saying that Rabbi didn't make it. No, Chas v'Shalom, Shmaya has Nemon. If I care, they're more Nemon. You said Rabbeinu Bach. Rabbeinu Bach by. Not Rabbeinu Bach, Sefer Achinuch by the din of Sanhedrin, of Zakin Mamre. He has a whole lot of Richos over there. As he explains, Shalom Bashmaimi is. The emes, we don't care what the emes is. We only care what we hold the emes is. The emes of Adam Shemayim is emes. If they say something, of course it's emes. But who cares? We're not meshuvin.
If the pshat is samach lemisos, okay. If the pshat is samach lemisos, we raise the malos. That's considered Shemayim beseder.
But if the pshat
is that you can't,
no, that's the pshat.
You can't be samach al diburo because
what?
Because he's already holding by Shemayim. No. So then.
What do you mean? Alright, say it. I don't think it's
a tzad. Okay. Yeah. So the
story stands. Good. The story just happened. It's true story.
I thought it was maybe hard to think about chasm. Okay, I guess not horror. But okay. So I wanna skip Homaisa with the Bas B'chalav and skip Akeda. There's a pshat here I wanna say, which I don't think you'll hear anywhere else. It's polarizing, because I heard different reactions to this. I heard Yitzhak Echad Mitzvah lefarsimo. I have to tell everybody, I have to put up in the newspapers everything I'm about to tell you. Tachene, I heard you're crazy. So hopefully if they have enough time, I'll try to save it for the pshat. So who, just to identify certain people, who was Lavan, who was Rivka, who was Pesul?
I have a diuk by Rivka that she always, whatever.
See in a second. So turn to the end of the parasha. Pasuk Chof. Chof Beis Chof.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be Kedai. It says, Vayiyah Chared Vamayla, Vayugah Lavram, Lemor, Ne Yeldom, Milko, Gam, Hibonim, Lenochar, Achichos. And Mildom, Nochar, had kids. Utz Pechoro, Buz Achiv, Kmuel Avi Orom. Skeset, Eschazov, Espolash, Esyidlov, Espesuol. Sul Yolas Rivka, Shmona Ela Yoda Milko Nochor Achiavra. Filokshow, Shmona Uma, Telegam, he is telling a scar, a sack of Samacha. The Dasakanim over here, Tosus Dasakanim, sign at Yakut Shimoni, says the Kmuel Avi Orum, is Bilam, because Loshon is Kom Al Uma Shel Kale. That's Kmuel was really Bilam. Now, it's Yedua, the Targum Yonason, in Parshas Bolok, and Parshas Matos, writes that Lavan was Bilam. Okay? Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Hei, that says that Bilam was the son of Lavan.
So who said Kumul?
Kumul was Bilam. That's the Canaan. Yeah. And the Targum Yonasan says that Lavan was Bilam. And not like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Bilam was the son of Lavan. Now, if you could be Miyashi with Targum Yonasan and Daf Kuf to be Shita Achas, that which would mean that Kumul was Lavan, who was Bilam. If you were to do that, how would you pull that off? So, any suggestions, or should I?
You want us to do suggestions of Znus? That's a terrible thing to even say.
Oh, there you go. So you're already thinking quicker sides. Yeah.
What? A terrible thing to even say. Chas v'shalom. About the
Mishpacha.
We're talking about Tzadiki Eilam.
You picked your side, it's fine.
No, it's not a good question.
Say it.
Milka is the mother of is a very stark meshmois throughout the whole parasha that Milka, all the schusim of Miriam of Rivka, comes from through Milka.
See, because I'm just, lack of time, I'll say. So one way to say it would be Lavan, that which Lavan is Achi Rivka, is only min ha'em, and Besuel, was Baal Imo, Ishes Nahor, Beholdu this Rivka. Before you yell, again, Cheshvan be Psula was Baal Imo, and that's where Rivka came from. So that means Lovlin and Rivka are only Achim. Lovlin and Rivka are only Achim and Aim. Okay, Dahanya Milka. And so that's Kmuel was, whose Lovlin was the son of Nahor. Lovlin whose Kmuel was the son of Nahor. And then that which Lovlin is Achi Rivka is because Rebbe Psula was Baal Imo. And you can't, the other way you could have said, which you really can't say, is that Nahor was Baal Eshes Besuel to be molded Lavan. That you can't say because it says in Mefurish that Kmuel's mother was mother was Milka. So if Kmuel's mother was Milka, you can't say Pshat and Nahor was Baal Eshes Besuel to be molded Lavan, which would make Lavan and Rivka Achim. You can't say that because in Mefurish that Lavan, the Hainu Kmuel, his mother was Milka. Now,
so what do you want to suggest over here? That what?
So the only pshat that would work would be Psula's Baal Imo and Lovin and Rivka are Achim and Aim. Achim and Aim.
Besuel was Baal on Milka.
Mm-hmm.
Besuel was Baal on Milka what?
Laholid Rivka. And Rivka and Lovin are on Achim and Aim. And that's how Lovin, who's Kmuel, is really Ben Nachor.
So Besuel.
Oh, yeah, and Rivka was a mamzeres.
We'll get to that at the end.
We'll get to that at the end.
Yes. Okay. So now, Lachor, you can't say this because it's a pasuk in Toldos. Pasuk in Toldos, Perech of Ches, pasuk K, says Lavan ben Besuel. Says Lavan ben Besuel. So if you're going to be miyashiv these two midrashim together, that would mean that Lavan, who is Kmuel, is ben Nachor. It says here's ben Besuel. So Lachor, you can't say the pshat. It's against the pasuk. And you have to say the two midrashim are
Kmuel's ben Besuel.
Because it says ben Nachor. But Lemaisa, there's another Dasa Kanim in the end of Parshas Vayetze that brings that Bilam was Lavan. So you have one Dasa Kanim that says Kmuel was Bilam, and another Dasa Kanim that says Bilam was Lavan. So Lachora, Lavan was Kmuel. It's Arja Kushal Tuchta. Also, Yaakov Shimoni, also in the beginning of Parshas Balach, also says that way that Lavan was Bilam. Or at least his son. So Lachora, it's a stira. That's the kingdom. What's going on? So Lachora, there's a few rayas to say this pshat that I'm suggesting. And we'll deal with Pasuk Lavan and Besuel in a second. Okay. There's a Pasuk in Parshas Vayetze, Perichav Tes, Pasuk Hey. That Yaakov was asking, where is Lavan ben Nahor? And the Mefarshim are Tareach, Ramban, Chizkun, Kliyokar, Miyashe from the Pasuk of Lavan ben Besuel. Which they say, you know, Al Shem of the Aviv, grandfather Nahor he was more known, so that's why he asked B'Shem Ben Nahor. But if you what we're saying now, Lo Kasha Midi, that Lavan is Kmuel Ben Nahor. So that's Lavan Ben Nahor. Also, the pasuk of Kmuel Avi Aram, Ratalomar, Avi Haramoyim, which is Lavan, like the pasuk Arami Avi Navi, Shabikish Lakorakol, the Hanisha Kamal Umoso Shelkel, not only Bilam, it's also Lavan, was Kamal Umoso Shelkel. Also, Bidaikin Psukim here, it says, Shmona Eila, Yolda Milkla Nachor Achi Avram. So, Ishadaktik, first of all, Lachor's Musar, we can't count. Yes, there were eight children. And also, why was it Makdim to say, Besuel Yolda Rivka, and then Shmona Eila Yolda Milkla Nachor Achi Avram? That's going back on the first few Psukim. But according to what we're suggesting, that Lavan was Kmuel ben Nahor, so then the pasuk is to come to Medayik, Davka Shmona Elu was Milda Yalda min Nahor, but there was also Rivka that Milka gave birth to from Besua. So that's the lashon of Shmona Elu Yalda Milka Nahor. But there's another one who was not from Nahor, who was from Besua. And also, it's good that the Lashon of the Pasuk is Besuel Yolodes Rivka, and doesn't say who the mother was, because since the mother was Milka, it would be Derech Ganai, so the Pasuk wasn't Mefarsem, that Besuel was Baal Imo. And that's why, look at all the Pesukim, never says once who Rivka's mother was. Also, in Chayasara, by the Maaseh of Eliezer, in Perek Chavdalot, Pasuk Chavdalot, Pasuk Mem Zayin. So when he asked who Rivka was, so he said, so it's Myrich to be masquered the father and the mother of Besuo, and doesn't say who Rivka was Bechlal. Just says, you know, it just says Besuo, who is you know, it spells out all Besuo ben Nachor, it spells out all Besuo's mishpacha, doesn't spell Rivka's mishpacha because of the Ganai.
Where, what?
That's in Chayesara, Chavdalot, Chavdalot.
Chavdalot,
Chavdalot. Yeah.
What does it say?
It's Right. So that's all Besuel's lineage, it's not Rivka's lineage, because what we said, that would be Derech Ganai. Also, there's a Pasuk.
What do you mean? That's, she says her father's name.
What do you mean? Besuel, and then it goes on to explain Besuel's lineage, not her own.
What do you mean?
It doesn't say her mother.
Why should she say her mother's lineage?
Why should she say Besuel's mother?
Okay. Well, that much better answer than that. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Also, the Pasukim told us where it says Lavan Besuel. It says Lavan Ben Besuel Achi Rivka. At the end of the Tolus, Lavan Besuel Achi Rivka. The Ram is the Loshen of Achi Rivka.
Pasuk Pshat. Where in Tolus?
The end of Tolus. It's Chav Ches Hey. It says Lavan Ben Besuel Achi Rivka. Pasuk Pshat is Lavan Ben Besuel. Lavan is Achi Rivka. We could say it's being Ramis to this, that Besuel also is Achi Rivka Min Ha'im. Because Besuel was also Achi Min Ha'im. According to this. So Lavan Besuel Achi Rivka, it's also going back on Besuel, not just Lavan. Also, Lefiza, it's also good that the Malach was that killed Besuel when Kisharasa La'akev, like the Medrash says, that he gave the Sam HaMavis and the Shti of Eliezer, and the Malach switched it around. L'chora, it's a little difficult. Why was the Malach kill him? There's no Chiyav Misa yet, even though he tried to kill him. What's the Chiyav Misa for? But according to what we're saying, maybe Kisei Pshat, that he was already Chayim Yisib Kedimei Ben Noach when he was Bolimo. Now.
One second. How were you Matarius Lavan Ben Besuel?
We didn't yet. Wait. Rashi, okay. That also, Rashi here by us says, so it's saying that the same way Avram had Yosef from him, Yudbeis Shvatim, so too by Milko, there was Arba Ben Pelegish and Shmona Ben Gviros. So Lechora, how could you say Arba Shmona Bnei Gviros? According to what we're saying, there also was 9 from Milko because she gave birth to Rivka. So you could say Pashut then, not counting Bonim, it's only counting Bonim. But you could also make it more sweet and say that also by Yaakov there was number 13, there was Dina. That was number 13. So here also, this is the basis. Rivka is Neged Dina.
Mina Gviros is to Besuel. Is to Mina Gviros of
Nahor? Mina, what are you saying?
What are you saying, Minak Gviros and...
Minak Gviros. No, it says here, Afhi, look at Rashi, Gamhi, Afhi, Yishvasa, Mishpachosel, Mishpachosel, Avram.
Where's here?
The second last Rashi in the Parsha. Ma Avram, Yubesh. Vayera. Yeah, we're all over the place here. Ma Avram, Yubesh, Shvatim, Shiyotim, Yaakov, Shmonim, Minak Gviros, Dal, Pnei, Shvachos, Afhelo, Shmonim, Minak Gviros, Dal, Pnei, Bilegash. But I'm saying it's not Shmonim, it's really Tesha, because you also, according to Cheshbon, Milka also gave birth to Rivka. Elamai, either Banos Lo Chashivi or it's Neged Dina. And then there's Ramban over here that also was Mesiaches to a couple of the Horas. He says, why didn't the Psukim here, why didn't it mention Lovan? So it says it's only coming to mention the Shmona that was Yaldo for Milkul and Nachor. And it was Maskeritka to be Modia her Yichos. And then he spells also why Sekmul Avi Aram. It only mentions Aram, Lodia, that Aram was more Nechbod Me'Ovid. But according to what, so the Ramban is definitely not working with the Dasa Canaan, but according to what we're saying, Adra, but the Pesukim did mention Lavan, because Lavan was mentioned when it said Kemuel, and that's why it's called Avi Aram. Also, Rashi, when he brings that Medrash, that Besuel, by Lavan, Vayan Lavan Besuel, he says, Rashi says Lavan was a Rasha, because Kofatz Lohoshiv Lifnei Aviv, to answer before his father. So Lohoshiv Lifnei Aviv is Mashim Besuel was his father, so Mashim Rashi is not going like this Pshat, unless it could be Madchik, the Rashi just meant that it would be a Ganai for Baal Imo. Because, right, this is...
Where's Lavan even coming in over here? Why would Lavan have more say than Besuel?
And what? In Parshas, what?
On Rivka, about Rivka, if she tells her.
What were you asking?
Is she tells her?
Yes. Is she the Dasa Canaan? Yes.
No, that's the thing.
And by the Pasuk, that Rashi brings with Bayan Lavan of Besuel, Russia...
I'm saying Stamazai.
Stam.
Lavan of Besuel.
Yeah.
Well, what is Lavan doing in the story of Rivka at all?
What do you mean? Because he's the Rachamim.
Yeah, but Besuel is her father. So why would Lavan have a bigger say than Besuel?
What? Benkach or Benkach, they're Achim, whether it's like I'm saying or not. Just a question of Achim and Aim, or more than that. Wait for that. Back to the Pasuk of Lavan ben Besuel. What is the Pasuk of Lavan ben Besuel? So maybe you could say that since Besuel was Baal Imo, because according to his Cheshbon, so Lavan's parents was Milcah and Nahor. So Besuel, at one point, I don't know if he was Baal Milcah or if it was, you know, his stepfather, whatever the Pshad is, but the fact that he was Baal Imo, that also is enough to be Nechshel Lavan ben Besuel. And the reason it says Lavan ben Nahor in Parshas Vayetzi is because, like the Mefarshim say there, that since Nahor was a Yidu Mefarsim more than Besuel, so therefore Yaakov asked Alshem, well, Alshem Lavan Mamish, not just Alshem.
So what do you want to say now? The
first thing you said was that since he was Baal Imo, that has like an Ishus.
Or that's enough to be the possible connection of Lavan ben Besuel.
Why?
Baal Imo, it's like stepfather. It's also could call it father. Yeah, maybe Nachor was the Iker Av, but at some point, Baal Imo's enough. We see different shots a little bit later. But Lamaisa, as much as you think the shots off, I found afterwards there's a smach gadol for all of this, because there's a third Dasakanim. Dasakanim, in the beginning of Parshas Shmos, brings the Bereishis Rabbah that says that Kmuel was Lavan. Rachel bet Kaktan Mefurish. How you get to the issues of Rivka, okay, if you want to say a different pshat, that's fine, but this is the only pshat that I can think of that works. Say it afterwards. Now, it's fine. So Lavan was Kmuel Avi Oram.
Oh, so it's a Mefurish that has a Canaan?
Mefurish that has a Canaan?
So why don't you say that to begin with? What are you training a cup for?
Because I found it later! Yeah, okay, good. And it makes it more dramatic. So this would all be not like the other Rishonim that were bothered by the Pasuk of Lavan ben Nahor. So Vaita. So there's a Beir on that Medrash, so it's in Sof Perek Nun Zayin, Bereishis Rabbah.
He brings it from, it's a Bereishis
Rabbah? Bereishis Rabbah, this is Lavan is Kmuel.
Lavan is Kmuel.
Take it down, Sof Perek Nun Zayin, Ayin Shom. So the Beir Maharif, B'Shem Yifei Tor, on that Medrash, says, we find this Pasuk of Lavan ben Nahor by Yaakov. He quotes this Pasuk of Lavan ben Nahor, not like those Rishonim that say that Lavan ben Besuel is the Iker Pasuk. Lavan ben Nahor is the Iker Pasuk.
Okay.
He also quotes the Remez, Arami Ovid Avi, the last Lashon of Kmul Avi Aram, to be Mrames to Lavan. Then he asks there, Lavan's called Achi Rivka. So he says there, you'll probably like this Pshat more, he says there it's Lav Davka, and just saying when we say Kmul Achim Anachnu by Aram and Lot, so too, it's Lashon of Achim by Rivka and Lot, and Rivka and Lavan, because it would come out to be that Lefidus Pshat, Lavan was really her uncle. If you say Achim is Lav Davka, because Rivka's father was Besuel and Lavan Kmuel was the brother, so that'd be uncle. And that's Lashon of Achim Lav Davka. But according to the way that we said it, that really Besuel is Baal Imo, then you could say Achim is Bedavka Naka, because they're at least Achim and Aim, because Milcah is both the mother of both Lavan and Rivka. Also, he was bothered by the pasuk of Ben Besuel. He gave a different pshat. He says maybe Besuel didn't have any kids. And he took Kmuel, his brother, to be Ben Beso. And that's called Aviv because, like Hilu Megalia, that he took him in as, like, his own child. Now, according to this Pshat, so Nachum Sarah, that Besuel was Baal Imo, but we come out to Rivka's Mamzeres. How could you say such a thing that Rivka Imenu was a Mamzeres?
I don't care if you want to bring him a car for it, because, hey,
there I will. Now,
so you bring him a car, forget it.
Pashas is no car. Good. Not forget it. I have Yaakov. I have the first
day. Sound no car.
So Pashas, there's no kasha because Masinu Chiyagavna by the Shvatim. The Shvatim married their to almost according to
no,
one
that's
day.
Not Baal.
Rega, it's not Mamzer. It's gotta be Ishus. It's gotta be Ishus. Amazoi. They were no say their to almost according to one day in Baba Basra, and Shimon was no say Dina. So Stam, are those kids not Mamzerim? Is all Klai Shal not don't come out to be
Mamzerim? They're not Mamzerim.
Yaakov, two sisters.
Well, that's
the difference between sisters and mother, obviously.
Okay. Right, so you have to know what the answer there. Right, so if it's Shiloh Vachoso is Davka Chosom and Eim, Chosom and Av, one of the Tirutim there is that they didn't marry their own Tomos, they married each other's Tomos, the ones, you know, that make the Cheshem work, that wasn't Min Ha'av, it wasn't, shouldn't be a problem of Chosom and Min Ha'av as well. Chosom and Eim by Ben Noach might be okay, but Lamai said, what about Kaim Kotor Akula? So even as Yisrael would be a problem, so maybe Shvatim were in Kaim Kotor Akula, it's Komine Cheshmonos by them. But the Indian is as follows. This Gemara in Tanis Daf Dalet. And this Gemara in Tanis is also a Medrash, because we're holding here by Das Medrash, so it's a Das Medrash also. Medrash in Vayikra Rabbasim and Lamed Zayin. Shlosh Shalu Shloka Hogan, Vishnaim Hishiva Kahogan, Echad Shloka Hogan. Three people asked inappropriately, and two were answered appropriately. Eliezer Shol Vyiftach. Eliezer asked by Rivka that for the Lashon of the Pasuk, but it says that that the first woman that comes in and gives water to the camels, so that's going to be she's going to be for Yitzchak. The Gemara says Yachol Afilu Suma Afilu Chigeres, even if she's blind or she's a limp, then she's going to have to be the one. If she's the first one, then I'm going to take her to be for Yitzchak. So Hishivu Kahogan, we brought in Rivka. We got a good wife for Yitzchak. Mer Baishol says the first person to kill Goliath, I'm going to give my daughter to him. Gemara says Yachol Evan Yachol Mamzer could have somebody who's possible for you, or somebody that's not good. It's not me, Loka Hogan, and David showed up. Tosus there asked Akasha. Tosus asked, what's Pshat that says Yachol Evan Yachol Mamzer by Shaul? It didn't say Yachol Evan Yachol Mamzer by Rivka. It would be Yachol Shivcha Yachol Mamzeris. Why did Tosus say that? Why did the Gemara say Dafka Yachol Suma Yachol Chigeres? Why didn't the Gemara say Yachol Shivcha Yachol Mamzeris? Tosfos answers, Ein mamzerus kodem matan Torah. There's no chisaron the mamzerus before matan Torah, and it's a shaila about why. Some say because there's no inyan of ishus before matan Torah, which is not pashya. There's gemaras are mashma. There isn't inyan of ishus. There is arichos on this. There's gemaras chisar. There's gemaras shader. There's a lot. There's gemaras in the hedra, which is mashma. There is mamzerus before matan Torah in the yichus of zarah shel esav. In the end of parshas vayishloch, Rashi there brings mamzerim. And the Achronim Taka deal with that Rashi and those Gemaras from this Tosos and Tainus, which Mashmah is no Mamzeres called Matan Torah. They deal with it. And there's a terrace out there that there's no Stira, that Rashi wasn't Mechavin to Din Mamzeres before Matan Torah. He just meant there's the Mitzias of a Mamzer. And you have to know the exact level of.
It's a Shemesh.
You have to know. What? It's Periglam of Vav. It's by the Yichus of Esav, of Zarashal Esav. It's talking about the Melachim of Esav. Rashi there talks about different Mamzerim there. So they ask from that to the Tosos and Tainus, and one of the tirutzim is it's only Mitzias of Mamzeris, and you have to know to what darga of a kiroon of what kir it is. You know, Moshul Mahadavadoma in the same Gemara we quoted before, but Vabasuk Tazayim Abi is from the beginning. Tosos there says there's something called, even though something is not Osir Minatoris, there's something which is called kir. Right. Kir is disgusting. So I don't know to what darga this Mamzeris is mechur.
Mechur Admai, don't worry.
I don't know to what darga it's mechur. Okay. But there is, you have to say there's no, okay, the Zarg of Gennai that we don't want to mention that Efshar, that Rivka's mother was Milka. If you don't want to mention that, the Psukim, that was Medayik, so then there's the Darga of Gennai. But it's not at Kleikach, that it's still Bechlam, there's Damin Lo Kehogen, that there's no Chisaron of that Kir, that it should, it's still called Royano for Yitzhak Avinu. Now, so the Kitzur, Gabi, how do we answer this theory? Some Achron come out that there is Din Mamzeris Lagamri Achar Matan Torah, and the Tosus La Dafka, some say Tosus is Dafka. There's no Mamzeris Kaman Torah, it's only Din Kir, it's only Gennai. There's plenty of Marmakobos on that. Not for right now. And also another Pshat out there that this Marshal brings, that Yosef showed the Shtar Erison, that Rashi brings, Vayechi, Rashi, Yosef showed the Shtar Erison, Lahochiach, that his kids were Roy for Bracha, and that they weren't Mamzera. That's Mashma that. That Marashal, that's not sure that there wasn't the Mamzerim for Matan Torah. Okay. Now, Al-Kopanim, according to what we're saying, there's a tremendous Hosafa to that Gemara. Pasha Pshadis, the Tosos ask, why don't you mention Yochel Mamzeris Yochel Shivka by Rivka? So Tosos says that wouldn't have bothered us because there's no Chisar in the Mamzeris before Matan Torah. There's no Mamzeris before Matan Torah. According to the Gemara, Davka didn't say Mamzeris, Yochel Mamzeris, because he taka gada Mamzeris in Rivka to feed this Pshat. It's not Yochum. It's not. It's no chisaron. You couldn't say Yochum Mamzeris. Taka was a Mamzeris lefidus pshat. There's still no chisaron. No, I'm saying the Gemara is kemin chomer. I don't know if Tosus the Mechiv spelled out. Tosus is bothered. Why say Yochum? Maybe Sahara and Tosus that you could have said this whole cheshbon. But if Tosus held like the other Rishonim, maybe that really the Iker Pasuk could love him Memesul and hold like the Dasa Kenan. You don't know what the cheshbonos are. But lefidus Dasa Kenan, the way he reads the Gemara of Yochum, the Gemara didn't say Yochum Mamzeris, not only because there's no chisaron Mamzeris come out of the Torah, but it's bedavka because Itaka was a Mamzeris. And that would be a pshat if for the Dasa Kenan of Lovan. Is Kmuel Ben Nachor. If there's another pshat, okay, yes, you have the pshat. The Yefei Tor on the Midrash says Achim Anachnu is Lav Davka, and Mimelo Lovon was Kmuel, but no Shaichos to Rivka. Achim is Lav Davka. It's another Mahalach. You could choose which way you want.
No,
if you're bothered by the Gennai, I hear you don't want to say that that's just Mamzeris. Bothered by the Gennai, and the Torah didn't mention her and Milka Taka wasn't her mother. I hear the horror, but to each their own. And you can see why it's such a polarizing shot. You can hear, like, say it's crazy. You can see it's Mitzvah Lefarsimo. I mean, okay. Listen, no, we have before Benos Lo, Sev Shah, Benos Lo, and then we're saying Nubshan, who Rivka was.
That's great. Okay. Do you want to say,